Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening, tuning in. I appreciate you so much. Happy Monday to everybody. We are my guest, none other than Mr. Gordon Chambers, supposed to be calling in a few seconds. Also, I'm waiting. My next guest following him is Anwar Robinson. You guys remember him from the hit show American Idol. He's from my hometown, New Jersey. So we're going to let his wife as well. And also, after an appearance by none other than the one and only Miss Melissa Morgan will be here. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, or shout-outs, or requests, please call 914-338-1993. Quest line is open to each and every one of you to call in and share your thoughts or whatever you want to talk about. I'm here. So it's afternoon. Once again, happy Monday to you all. Back to work for all of us. Some of us are still on vacation. Some of us are not. Some of us still out. So nevertheless, I'm here for you if you need me. 914-338-1996 is the number to call in and reach me anytime. I want to jump into some music and I'll be right back.
Some of the material from my upcoming solo album, which is solo album number 3, which is called Sincere. Before this, I've had 2 albums that I've been touring with regularly with material from those. The first album, Introducing Gordon Chambers, had Roy Hargrove with me on it, and also Carl Thomas and Glenn Lewis, and the second album had Ledisi. And this album is a bit different because I'm kind of featuring a lot of new producers and new artists and new producers and new singers that I'm featuring because, you know, in my age now, you know, it's like you when you've been around as a minute, you become like a talent finder in a way and a mentor. So I kind of want to use this album to kind of showcase some of the new talent that I've been discovering and people that I've worked with, and also to give honor and tribute to some of my inspirations and mentors. So I did a tribute to Donny Hathaway by covering a song for you by him, and also covered my version of Missing You, which was a song I wrote from Set It Off for Brandy and Tamia and Chaka Khan. And I did a new version of that, which I did as a dedication to two of my early mentors, who are Phyllis Hyman and Gerald Levert. And that's basically my life story for tonight.
Okay, and now, you guys are performing at the Samsung concert series.
Yes.
It's the Time Warner building, correct? Time Warner.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Now,
we both are.
Okay. Now, what time is the event starting? Let the listeners know. You know how they can come check you out and come see you. How to
cool. The doors open at 6:30 and the show is at 7:00, and it's at the Samsung store, which is right inside of the Time Warner Center, which is basically at Rockefeller. What do they call that? It's 59th and 59th Time Warner Center, which is right at 59th and Broadway. So it's a free event, and it should be lots of fun. It's something that they do once a month, I think, or twice a month, to kind of feature singers, not just to sing a couple of songs, but to just kind of talk. And it's hosted by Anwar, who was one of the finalists of American Idol. And it's just nice when you are asked not just to sing, but also to talk and share with people, you know, your vision and who you are and you know, the inspiration behind your music as well. I always relish events like that because we don't get asked to do that often. So this provides that kind of intimate setting that lends itself to that very well. Yeah.
How do you feel about how your music has touched so many people and how it has reached people, not just, you know, in the U.S., but all around the world, and the opportunities that you have to have worked with, you know, so many people, and, you know, to produce, you know, and written and produced huge tracks, you know, that I didn't even know. When I was reading up on you previous to, you know, coming on the show, and I read up on you, and some of the songs that you wrote, my goodness, they are hits, you know, and I love them. And I was just listening to one
Thanks.
Of them the other day was with Gladys Knight and Tamia and Brandy, you know.
Right, that's the one that I remade on the upcoming album, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I said that's one of the songs that I remade on the new album.
Okay.
Yeah, Sincere, the upcoming album.
My question is, how do you feel about all this success and how your music has reached people all over the world? How do you feel about that, the impact it has had?
It feels, you know, like a blessing because I was a kid, you know, just a kid in growing up in the Bronx, New Jersey, Bronx and Teaneck, New Jersey, that loved music. My parents were music collectors, music aficionados. They bought lots of music, and they loved music, and they still love music. We had a lot of family gatherings, and they played music and hung out, and, you know, I didn't have any special connections to the business. There was no nepotism in my history. I was just a kid who loved music. My parents instilled a real love and appreciation for music, and when I expressed an interest in it and wanted to get private piano lessons, they supported me in every way. And basically a lot of the school teachers in my community were even giving me, to the point, free music lessons because they felt I was very gifted. So when I think about the opportunities I've had, I'm very grateful, but it's what immediately comes to my mind when I think about the opportunities I've had is just gratefulness for those people who saw a kid with a dream and they supported that dream. So it's very humbling, and it makes me want to do whatever I can do to touch other youth that want to make it in music, because, you know, you have it's like, you know, the giving back is to what, I can't remember the phrase, but to what, you know the phrase I'm saying, to what each one is required, one is, you understand what I'm saying? But it just makes me want to give back and stay humble and give honor to God for giving me the talent and try to give other people an opportunity and a platform to share their talents as well.
But now, when does the new album comes out?
The new album comes out on Michael Jackson's birthday, August 29th, actually. It'll be available on my website, GordonChambers.com. And I'll be performing at the Blue Note to do the CD release album on August 29th. I'll be doing a sneak preview of it tonight, but the formal official drop date is August 29th, and the formal concert is at the Blue Note that evening. The tickets are available now. And the website, by the way, everybody who wants to find out more about me is GordonChambers.com, and I'm also on Twitter. You can follow me at Gordon Chambers, and on Facebook is Gordon Chambers as well.
Well, Mr. Chambers, congratulations on everything.
Thank you, Tim.
And I'll see you tonight. I will be in the building. I'll see you tonight.
Ooh.
I'm definitely ready for our performance. And I heard we're supposed to be performing a song together. I don't know which one it is. But
okay.
I'm joking, man.
Oh, really?
But nevertheless, man, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. And good luck tonight. And I'll definitely be there to support you, man.
God bless. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Blessings.
Shout out to Gordon Chambers for coming on the show. Make sure you guys support his album. I believe this is out August 29th. Make sure you go to GordonChambers.com and check him out. I'm going to jump up to the track while we wait on the arrival of Anwar Robinson from American Idol.
Yeah, Mr. D-O-R-R. I say, yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job.
Check.
Fresh inside.
Check.
It's an outside frame in the trunk wide.
Yeah.
Are the rims big?
Yeah.
Good ride, good.
Good.
Lean back, right hand.
Come
on. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Hey.
Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
Hey.
Cream on the inside, clean on the outside.
I mean,
clean on the outside.
only girl a nigga would think about. I got a couple girls on call, I'ma bring them out. Imagine city stripper hustle, this what this all about. I'm in the club doing my two-step, I done pulled about 8 bras already. I'm just getting my feet wet, but I ain't even knocking them style. See, I be here all day trying to count how many girls want bath. Yeah, I see you on the vlog, what you do, that all that. But little do you know you're making yourself look whack. If dude got a problem, better tell him to fall back. I'm blowing real big in VIP, get that loud pack. It's me and Chris in here, so you know it's real thick in here. Better cut your girl because your bitch in here, trying to see how many I can fit in my Lambo. I never go raw, stay strapped like Rambo.
Introduction, so I'm not going to have you introduce yourself to my listeners. They already know who you are just by your name.
Okay.
Now, what do you got going on tonight? I know you're performing tonight, which I know everybody is really excited about. You're performing tonight, correct?
Yes, yes, at the Singer's Lounge on the 59th of Columbus Circle, the Time Warner Building, yeah.
Now, what is this about? I know you're a parent. What's going on? Let my listeners know what's going on tonight.
Well, I don't really know what's going on. I think it's an interview and a concert. You know, it's a Samsung, like, summer series kind of thing. So I think Kelly Price has done it and some other, you know, well-known artists. And they asked me, did I want to do it and talk about some of the things I got coming up. And, you know, I was like, sure.
Now, what do you have coming up?
Right now, I'm about to do some collaborations. I can't talk too much about it, but
I've agreed to do some collaborations with a few people. I'm working a lot, doing a double cruise. I'm performing on cruise ships and just enjoying my life, making transitions from New York to South Carolina, living and just enjoying myself.
No, I'm excited that you're you're actually coming back and you're doing a lot of things. Now, what do you think about the impact that you've had down through the years on not just your friends but the industry itself?
Well, I'm glad I made any kind of impact. This industry is so fickle. One day they love you, the next day they're not, and people are coming in. One hit wonders. A lot of artists, today, I love them dearly, but, building a career was what it was all about. When I came out, and Freddie and Mickey and all of us, we were about building a career because we came, really actually right after the Motown, which was showing you how to do that. So we tried to stick to that, Today, it's a little bit more fleeting. So if I made an impact on anyone in this industry, showing people how to survive and keep going and keep their name going and working and stuff like that, I'm thankful. Then I guess my job was well done.
Mm-hmm. Well, the industry today? I don't know how. I don't know what happened, but what do you think happened with the transition of it's a lot of things going on, right now in the industry that is just horrible. Is that the word that I could say? What do you think happened? What do you think? If somebody's on the phone, where did it go wrong?
The standards got low. I mean, it's as simple as that. What we had to do back in our day, and what we still do now, is that we do quality. We don't do quantity. And I think the expectations of the audience got low, the standards of the artists got low, and the quality, it just decreased so quickly that, it was like, well, we'll just take what we can get, because this is the hottest thing and it sounds like so-and-so-and-so. So I think the standards got real low, and I think now we're trying to build it back up, but it's going to be a hard journey.
This new, you're working on some new projects right now. What can we expect? Are you in detail? What can we expect from this new collaboration that you're doing?
Well, actually, the funny thing about it is that the collaborations that I'm about to do is not even with a well-known artist. It's with an unknown artist. But, it's a duet with another female. And her voice is just simply spectacular. And I think our voices, complement each other. And that's the route that we're going, I don't know if down the line I will do something with someone else as well known, but what I'm doing right now, that's the route that we're going, and the song is so powerful that's what we're leaning on. Once again, the quality as opposed to the quantity.
Oh, Ms. Moore, I'm not gonna keep you no longer. I will see you. I'll see you this evening at the concert series.
Oh,
I will
great.
Make an appearance. Yeah. So I look forward to seeing you and meet and greet with you.
Yes.
Good luck tonight. I'll see you tonight. Do you want to give your listeners a website or something? You want to give some acknowledgments?
Oh, they can go on Facebook and find me right now. I'm working on my website for the end of this year. I want it to be a little bit more powerful. It was kind of weak there for a minute. So we're working to make it, a little bit more vibrant, a little bit more exciting, accessible. So I don't have my website up yet, but they can definitely find me on Facebook, and I usually hit people back within a week. So all is good. But I'll be there tonight. I'll be selling my CDs, and I'll be doing meet and greet and taking pictures and all that stuff. So I look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much.
I'm hearing we're supposed to do a performance together. I forget the name of the song we're supposed to do, but I definitely look forward to it.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Okay. I'm
Thank
joking.
You.
But listen, love you, Melissa, and I'll see you tonight, okay?
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
I want to give a shout-out to Melissa Morgan for coming on the show. Make sure you guys check her out tonight. You can at the Samsung Concert Series in, I believe, in Columbus Circle. The time book the outstanding event. So make sure you guys go check it out if you can. I'm going to leave you with Trey Songz with Love, Making Love Faces. Love you. Stay up, stay strong. Have a blessed day.